This is Marla from KUTX. If you've ever lived in a Spanish-speaking country, you've most likely come across this.
Creo que ya es tiempo de ir con el psiquiatra.
She was rocking those bras before Lady Gaga, rocking that tongue before Miley Cyrus, and was often referred to as the Mexican Madonna. Although, I might add, some refused to listen to her music as a form of protest, because during the peak of her career in 1998, Gloria Trevi was accused of human trafficking. This is an interview with film director Christian Keller, director of the film Gloria, a movie based on the story of Mexican pop singer Gloria Trevi. Now, I'm not here to talk about her story. I'm only here to share the making of Gloria, a movie depicting her controversial career. The U.S. premiere took place this past week during the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. We had the chance to hear what both the director of the film and Gloria herself had to say. Here's what the director had to say.
So I'm from Switzerland. That's not what you would expect for somebody who made a film about Gloria Trevi, but I'm Swiss, from the Swiss Alps.
Swiss? Who would have guessed? But he has a good point in being an outsider telling the story of Gloria.
So I read an article in the LA Times just after she was released from prison. And being Swiss, I had no idea who she was. But I think that was a good thing because I was able to just look at it more as a story without preconceived notions of who Gloria Trevi is. So we tried to keep that throughout the process. With me being a foreigner, the writer Mexican, we had two editors, for example, a Mexican one and a French one, and a Scottish composer.
What was the process like to complete the movie?
We did a gigantic amount of research, especially me together with our screenwriter Sabina Berman, and we interviewed Gloria Trevi, Sergio Andrade, a lot of the people in the story, and we spent years actually trying to put together all the information because there were so many versions of the story out there.
How long did it take to complete?
So when I first read about it, I was 19 and I thought it would take a year, and it took 10 actually.
There's different versions of this scandalous story. But which one is true?
We certainly believe it's as close as possible, as it's possible to tell.
And the question everyone wants to know, what does Gloria think about all this?
Actually, you know, she just wanted to hear how I felt about the story, what I was going to tell. And I told her that being Swiss, I just saw this very human story and this love story also at the end of the day, and inspiring story. And that's what I wanted to focus on, and I think she agreed with that and connected with that. She told people to go watch it, so I think that's a great thing.
This is what she had to say in a panel session during South by Southwest earlier the day of the premiere. It's not easy to see when they want to portray your life. Gloria shares some insight on how the movie made her feel. It made me cry. It made me laugh. It made me angry. I think it's more difficult for me than for most people, because there are things that come back to me, things that I went through. There are things that may not have been exactly the way I lived them, but they make me think on what really happened. And I can say it was hard to watch, but I realized that this movie, with its licenses and all, does have a positive message. She also relives the time when she performed live for the first time on Mexico's timeless variety show, Raúl Velasco's Siempre en Domingo. I also remembered the illusion I had to sing on TV. And when they told me they were going to take me off because my underwear was showing, it was painful. And I was very rebellious at that time, that I said, if they want, I can take off my underwear, but I am not going to comb my hair. Because they told me to fix my hair and to cover my underwear. When I saw that, I had moments when I remembered the girl I used to be. So just how well did the actress, Sofía Espinosa, portray Gloria's character? More than anything, there were scenes when I did recognize myself through the actress, especially the sweet scenes, or the ones that were more mischievous. And I think that Sofia did a very good job, especially taking into consideration that we were never able to get together. We were never able to talk. But the girl has lots of charisma. And I think that she is a very good actress. She was able to convey emotions, and she makes you laugh. It's very difficult to play me, because I'm like a tragic comedy. I make people cry, and I make people laugh. It's part of who I am, and she did it very well. The background track you're listening to is actually Sofia Espinosa herself.
I think more than just the looks, I think Gloria has this really unique energy and strength about her. And finding somebody who could embody that was really hard. And when we found Sofia, it was clear immediately that she was the right fit. But also, she had never ever sung before this film, and she sang all of the songs herself, which was really impressive.
So come and watch it, and appreciate the talent of Mexico's rule-bending queen, the one who changed the music scene for so many Spanish singing women.
Please go see the film in theaters June 5th, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Thank you so much.
This is Marla on KUTX.